أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. صدق الله العظيم. ترجمہ اس آیت کا یہ ہے، بے شک اللہ تبارک و تعالی تم کو حکم دیتا ہے سچ کی راہ پر چلنے کا، انصاف کرنے کا، عدل کرنے کا اور احسان کرنے کا، اور وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى، اور اپنے رشتہ داروں پر خرچ کرنے کا، وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ، اور حکم کرتا ہے فحشا منکر اور ظلم سے، تمہیں نصیحت کرتا ہے تاکہ تم لوگ نصیحت کو حاصل کرو. قرآن کریم کی یہ آیت ہے، آیت نمبر 90 سورۃ النحل پارہ نمبر 14 کی آیت ہے، جو آپ کے سامنے اللہ پاک نے مجھے پڑھنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائی. اللہ مجھے صحیح سچی بات کہنے کی توفیق عطا فرماوے. اللہ ہم سب کا بیٹھنا قرآن کی محبت میں قبول فرمائے. گزشتہ درس میں یہ لفظ آیا تھا، وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ، ہم نے نازل کیا آپ پر قرآن کو جو ہر چیز کی وضاحت کرنے والا ہے، وَهُدَى، اور ہدایت ہے، رحمت ہے، اور مسلمانوں کے لیے قرآن بشارت ہے. آج کے سبق کی جو آیت ہے، ان اللہ یامر بالعدل والاحسان، یہ اس دعوے کی دلیل، جو دعویٰ ہے نا تبیان لکل شیء، اس دعوے کی دلیل کا ایک سیمپل ہے، ایک نمونہ ہے. اور بھی بہت ساری آیات ہیں لیکن ان میں سے یہ ایک نمونہ ہے، ایک مختصر آیت ہے. اللہ تبارک و تعالی نے اس آیت میں 6 چیزیں بیان کی ہیں. اس مختصر آیت میں، آیت کو دیکھو 2 لائن کی آیت بھی نہیں ہے، لیکن اس کے اندر میں 6 باتوں کا ذکر کیا ہے. ہر چیز کی بنیادی تعلیم اس آیت میں موجود ہے، بقول امام قرطبی کے اساسی تعلیم فیہ موجود. یعنی اس آیت میں بنیادی، دا بیس آف دا آل دا نالج، ایوری تھنگ اباؤٹ اسلام، اللہ ہیو مینشن ان دس آیت. اس آیت میں اللہ پاک نے اس کو بیان فرمایا. اور کائنات میں کوئی بھی چیز ایسی نہیں ہے کائنات میں جو اچھی ہو یا بری ہو، جس کو اللہ نے بیان فرمایا، اچھی ہو یا بری، وہ ان 6 چیزوں سے باہر نہیں ہے. از انکلوڈیڈ ان دا 6 تھنگس. بہت عجیب. اس آیت کے بارے میں عبداللہ ابن مسعود رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ فرماتے ہیں، اجمع آیات فی القرآن، عجیب بات فرمایا، اجمع آیت فی القرآن، قرآن کی آیت میں سب سے جامع ترین آیت یہ آج کی آیت ہے. ان اللہ یامر بالعدل والاحسان وایتاء ذی القربى وینہا عن الفحشاء. اگر کوئی آدمی، حضرت فرماتے عبداللہ مسعود، اس ایک آیت پر زندگی میں عمل کرتا رہے، وہ ضرور کامیاب ہوگا دنیا میں بھی اور قبر میں بھی اور قیامت میں بھی. اس آیت اتنی جامع ترین یہ آیت ہے، اور اس آیت کی جامعیت کو uski azim tareen, the very very good ayats, that everything included in this ayat about good and bad, everything whatever Allah mentioned, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned. فرمائے اس کو جاننا ہو تو اس سے اندازہ لگایا جا سکتا ہے کہ اس آیت کو پڑھ کر کئی زیادہ لوگ صحابی بنے ہیں صرف سن کر, اس آیت کو سن کر. موسٹ, اس میں سب سے فہرست سر فہرست میں نام ہے حضرت عثمان ابن مزعون رضی اللہ تعالی. امام قرطبی اس کو نقل فرماتے ہیں, عثمان ابن مزعون یہ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے رضائی بھائی ہے. کون ہے؟ رضائی بھائی, یعنی نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے اور عثمان ابن مزعون نے دونوں نے ایک ماں سے دودھ پیا. اس کو سکلنگ برادر کہتے ہیں انگلش میں, رضائی بھائی کہتے ہیں. عثمان ابن مزعون یہ وہ صحابی ہے, عثمان ابن مزعون یہ وہ صحابی ہے, that he migrated from مکہ مکرمہ to مدینہ منورہ. عثمان ابن مزعون رضی اللہ تعالی, he migrated from مکہ مکرمہ to مدینہ منورہ. When he was in مکہ, he was hesitating to accept Islam. He had so much doubts about to accept Islam. Imam Qurtubi narrate, he had so much doubt. Yani you keh do unko iman lane mein abhi itni zyada yani yakeen nahi, karu ke na karu, must do it or not, do it or not. He was hesitating to accept Islam. He says, one day I was sitting in the gathering of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Please don't mind talking English also. لیکن دوسرے لوگ بھی انگلش میں سن رہے ہیں, بہت سے لوگوں کو سمجھ میں نہیں آتا ہے, تو تم تو سمجھ میں جاتا آ جاتا ہے. میرا تو وہ نرسری والا انگلش ہے,
نرسری والا.
I didn't go to school, remember. I didn't go to school. I just learned from you. Some people, alhamdulillah. But there are so many people, they say we don't understand Urdu. I say, okay, we'll mix. Inshallah.
So Usman ibn Maz'un radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, I was hesitating to accept Islam. He says, one day I was sitting in the gathering of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at the sky one time. Then he put his head down. Then second time he looked at the towards heaven. And he put his gaze down. Then he was talking to us and he recited this ayah. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'izukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. He recited this ayah. So I asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what happened to you that you was looking towards heaven? He says, this ayat revealed now, and I'm reciting towards you. In the same gathering, Usman ibn Maz'un radiyallahu ta'ala accepted Islam. He was the first sahabi amongst the muhajirin, those who migrated from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwarah. He was a sahabi that from the muhajirin, he passed away first in Madinah Munawwarah from the muhajirin sahaba. Ye wo sahabi sab se pehle inka intikal hua, and he is buried in Jannatul Baqi. And Prophet said to other sahaba, get me a small stone, let me keep by his head. He said, why? Ya Rasulullah said, just for remembrance, that we can, our khandan, our family, we can bury this like this. He was the first sahabi amongst muhajirin. I'm not talking about Ansar. He was the first sahabi who passed away in Madinatul Munawwarah. He accepted Islam when he heard this ayat straight. Ibn Hajar, Ibn Kasir, rahimahullah, mentioned in Tafsir Ibn Kasir from the great scholar of Hadith, Abu Ya'la. Abu Ya'la wrote a kitab, Ma'rifatul Sahaba. Very good kitab. Very nice kitab. Bahut achhi kitab hai. Sahaba, to recognize who was Sahaba. Very nice kitab. Ma'rifatul Sahaba. Ibn Kasir narrated from this kitab, this hadith. Hadith narrated with the chain from Muhaddith Kabir, Abu Ya'la, or phir is tarike se. Subhanallah. He says, Aqsam ibn Sayfi. Aqsam ibn Sayfi. Radiallahu ta'ala, he accepted Islam. After that, he became Sahabi. Oh, Sahabi ban gaye baad. He heard about Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is inviting people towards the Islam. Inviting people towards Islam. Logo ko daawat de rahe. And he's telling everybody he's a final Nabi. And he heard there in his village. So he said to his family and them, because he was a leader of the community, he told them, I want to go to Medina Munawwara and I want to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. So the two people stood up and they said, Ya Aqsam ibn Sayfi, do not go. You stay here. You're the greatest person amongst our community. We will go and find out first. Then he chose the two people and they came to Medina Munawwara. And when they came in the Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inside Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they came by Rasulullah. First question, there was a Muslim also. First question, Man anta wa ma anta? Who are you? And what is your purpose? What is your intention? He says, Ana Muhammad ibn Abdullah. There was answer of man anta, kaun hai? Main Abdullah ka beta Muhammad hu. Wa ma anta? Unhone kaha, Ana Abdullahi wa Rasuli. I am servant of Allah and the messenger of Allah. Short answer. And straight away, he recited this ayat in front of them. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkar. They got so shocked and they said, Hazrat, can you repeat this ayat again? Prophet Sasa repeated. He repeated and repeated until they both of them learned this ayat in that gathering. He says, we memorized this ayat. We want to read this ayat in front of our leader. And then they got so shocked and they went. And when they reached to the village, Aqsam ibn Sayfi asked him what happened. He says, our intention was to ask him, Man anta, what is your lineage? But he gave us a short answer. Only Muhammad bin Abdullah. Not been, nothing. Short answer. And then, he says, what else he said? He says, An Abdullah wa Rasul. Then what else? He said, he recited this ayat. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba. Straight away, Aqsam bin Sayfi, radiyallahu ta'ala, he said straight away, that please hesitate. Too quick. We're going first to him and accepting Islam before anybody else go from our village and accept Islam. They all came and they accepted Islam and they became companions mentioned by Sahihul Ma'ani. Subhanallah. This is the ayat. Walid bin Mughira, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, recited in front of him what he says. Wallahi. إِنَّ لَهُ لَحَلَاوَةٌ والله ان له لحلاوة. Allah's قسم. When he went back to his Quraysh people and he said this word which is mentioned, hadith, what he says, wallahi inna lahu lahalawa, and further, wa inna alayhi litalawa. What he said? He's saying, Allah's qasam, this Quran is very sweet. The word is very sweet and very, very lightening, meaning roshni wala, both khubsur, very beautiful. It's like a light. And then he says, وَإِنَّ أَصْلُهُ لَمَرْوَقَ. The root of this kalam, jar, is kalam ki jar, the root. This is the branches going everywhere. Everybody learning this Quran. And he says, وَعَلَاهُ لَمُثْمَرَ. And above this, there are so much fruits. He said this word, and then end he said, وَمَا هُوَ بِكَوْلِ بَشَرٍ. بِكَوْلِ بَشَرٍ. This is not human being's kalam. This is the kalam of Allah. He accepted. Abu Talib said same thing. My nephew, the ayat you recited in front of me, he says, very powerful ayats, everything included inside. He said clearly, even mentioned in the Muhashi, in Hashiya, Yallama, Shabir and Usmani, same thing. Allahu Akbar. So, this is the ayat. You can find the program of the entire knowledge of the Islam in this ayah. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita. That's why Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, he was the first person, he put this ayat in Jummah Khutbah. That's why you see from that time till today, most of the way you can see the ulama, the aima, they're reciting this ayat in second khutbah. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz was the first person, he put this one inside. Maulana Ubaidullah Sindhi, who was Sikh first, then he accepted Islam, then he became the great alim by the hand of Hazrat Madani rahimahumullah, Hussain Ahmad Madani, Sheikh Hind rahimahumullah, that time. And his parents chased him out. Until the end, his parents were sick and he accepted Islam. He became alim, the great alim. And he says, my mission to spread the Quran in the world. He stood in his house for few years only before he accepted Islam, and maybe a few months. And then his parents passed away. What happened? For 40 years, he went in the world to spread the da'wat of Quran everywhere. And then, first he went to Russia, and for 6 years, stood there and he was giving the lectures, commentary, tafsir of the Quran. Then he went from Russia to Turkey, stood there for 4 years. That time the king was Mustafa Kemal. He told him, listen, the ilhad, the atheist, is spreading in your country. Let me teach you the 40 surah of the Quran, the commentary of the 40 surah of the Quran, and you can include in your syllabus, and you can teach your children. You can save, and your children can save the iman. He didn't listen to him. He tried to invite. He tried Mustafa Kemal, but he didn't listen to him. He didn't took a value of the Quran. Just heard from one side to the other. Then Hazrat migrated from Turkey. He went Makkatul Mukarrama. Stood there for 12 years. Used to give tafsir in Haram for 12 years. Man Ubaidullah Sindhi, you can read his history. SubhanAllah. It was amazing. He wrote a tafsir of Quran also. After 12 years, when he became old, You know, for 40 years he was out. He went back to his place, Punjab. His parents' house. Parents passed away. He went there. And he stood up on Friday and said, listen, I am very old. I shouldn't leave Haram. I should die in Haram. But my heart is full of the love of Quran. I migrated from day to again to my own village, my own place, my own city. I want to give you also the Dawat of the Quran. To tell you. And for so many years he used to call them. And that once, first day he said this ayat, Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan. He says, 1400 years ago, Allah revealed this ayah, Quran, and this ayah upon Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you go, if you read this ayah, you will get so many things from this ayah. Adl, ihsan, ita'i dil qurba, include most things. That's Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu says, ajma ayatim min al Quran, ajma ayatim fil Quran, jame tareen ayat hai Quran ki. قرآن کی جامع ترین آیت ہے اور then فحشا والمنکر والباغی فحشا include all the guna but still اللہ تبارک و تعالی mention منکر and باغی to show the people how bad these two things also I will explain you that also but he said the people today going for to set the program for Islam European country by non-Muslims and taking their mashwira taking their opinion, what we can do for Islam, what we can, they're proud. Oh, we got opinion from them and from them. So why don't take opinion from the Quran? What Allah says, Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan wa ita'i dhil qurba. Action. So, for so many years, he used to give lecture there in Punjab. He went around the world and then he passed away in Punjab. Allahu Akbar. The here mentioned, Hazrat says, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, Allah mentioned the three things to do and three things He prohibited in this ayah. Number one, Adl. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz Rahmatullah alayhi asked Imam Kurzi rahimahullah. In his time, Imam Kurzi was a great scholar of tafsir also. Asked him, Allah mentioned in this ayat, Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli. What is the meaning of adli? Can you explain us, please? Subhanallah. What he said, you asked me very heavy question. I can't reply you. But briefly, I will tell you. Then he mentioned Imam Kursi rahimahullah. He says, Adl kun li saghirin aba. What he says? He says, for the small people, for small like the children, that elderly people, they must have raham and shafkat on the small people. And small people, they must respect the elderly people. This adl. Then further he mentioned, I am not saying, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, مَنْ لَمْ يُؤَكِّرْ كَبِيرَنَا وَلَمْ يُسَغِّرْ صَغِيرَنَا وَلَمْ يَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا كَمَا قَالَ رَسُولُ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ Those who do not respect elders and do not have mercy on them, small. فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا They are not from our category. Imam Kursi rahimahumullah mentioned to Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahimahumullah, the Arab used to say, Al-Maru li-aksari, Al-Maru aksaru li-akhi. The man always get more power with the brothers. As many brother you got, the meaning as many you got power. You know, they used to talk. Says to respect the elders and have mercy on small. That's what he said. And further he mentioned, do not punish someone more than his sin. If somebody made a mistake, you must punish him as much he did. Don't punish him double and multiply it. Then you have to be questioned to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Adl. Shawliullah Sahib Rahimahullah, he wrote a kitab, who brought the first hadith in India. Shawliullah. He says, there is four fundamental pillars of Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, and in the all the divine books, Allah revealed in all the books this four fundamental pillars. Number one, he says, number one, Tahara. Bible, Torah, Quran, Allah mentioned about Tahara, Pakizgi. It's very, very important point, Tahara. Then he says, Khabat. In all the books which is revealed from Allah, mention Khabat, meaning be humble, Tawazu, Ajizi, Inkisari, humbleness. Don't show proud and don't be pride and don't be arrogant. The third things he mentioned is a samahat. Samahat also mentioned by all the Anbiya and all the divine books. Subhanallah, save yourself from bad character. Munkarati l'akhlaq. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua also. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min munkarati l'akhlaq. Sayyi l'akhlaq. And the four things, fundamental of Islam, it says, beside the prize, adla, insaf, justice. Very, very important point. He mentioned, Allahu Akbar, Shah Abdul Qadir Raipuri Rahmatullah Ali says, even though your own relative comes to you, your own parents come to you for justice, you must listen both. Don't favor anyone's. You must do justice according to Islam and Sharia law. Apne ho ya padhaye, Islam ke rule and regulation ko saamne rakhkar justice karo. Shah sahab farmate, that's the meaning of adl. Comes in hadith, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, those who do justice according to the law of Islam, they will be on the pulpit member of the kastur, one of the fragrance, kasturi, on the day of Qiyamah. Allah will give them high rank and they will stay on it. Subhanallah. And Baaz ulama, they says, adl, the first states of adl, tawheed. And second is amal salihah. Adl is between ta'til and tashriq. Ta'til means understand. Adl, the first stage is Tawheed, and Tawheed is between Ta'til and Tashriq. Ta'til, there are so many people that says, Allah made everything, now He's free, He just left everything and is going itself now. Like the sun is every day itself coming and going, the moon coming and going, and he built this dunya, everything, and is coming and going. He is not handling no more now. That's called ta'til in Arabic. Tashriq, those who transgress in Islamic ibadat, in the law. For example, the bid'ah. Oh, they scribe partner with Allah, somebody. In Allah's zat, in the name of Allah, or in the sifat of Allah. How like Allah is the Razzaq, that person also can give us the sustenance. How Allah is the Khaliq, that person also can do this. That's what they go by the people, what you call by the grave, and they ask, please give me, I don't have children, can you give us children? So tashriq, shirk jali, shirk khafi, shirk jali in ibadah, that person is scribing partner, joining somebody with Allah in his ibadah. That's called shirk jali. And shirk khafi, those who do ibadat, but they show off. Those who do ibadat, they give zakat and charity, but show off. They do fast, but they show off. They do perform hajj and umrah, but they show off. This is called shirk khafi. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala said, Prophet said to me, Abu Bakr, if you know how the shirk khafi come to your heart, you know that how it comes. So like an ant is walking, you cannot hear the sound of the walking. Likewise, that shirk comes in your heart. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala asked, Ya Rasulullah, how we protect ourselves? He said, you must recite every day, 3 times in the morning and evening, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bihi. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bihi wa an a'lam wa astaghfiruka lima la. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bihi wa an a'lam wa astaghfiruka lima la. May Allah save all of us from shirk, from bid'ah. So, this is the adl. Adl in ibadat also. Sometimes people trust this so much. You know, so much different type of things. Oh, they says, oh, we don't want to marry. We have to sit in the jungle and we have to practice Islam. La rahbaniyata fil islami. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there is no celibacy in Islam. Stay in your house with your family and do ibadat. Like Rahib in the Christianity, they used to do same thing. They don't get married and they live like this. And they says we worshipping the God. They don't do business, nothing. So this, and some people, they do ifrat and tafrit. Completely they leave ibadat. No, middle way. How like a tawheed, between ta'teen and tashreed, ibadat, between ifrat and tafrit, you need a dunya also, and you need Allah also. So even Allah's hukam comes, leave everything behind, go to Allah, do perform His everything, whatever He said, according to the commands of Allah, then do your own business, whatever you want to do it. Nobody said no. Same thing, sakhawat is a between bukhl and israf. Bukhl. Inna shaytan ya'idukum al-faqr, wa ya'murukum bil-fasha, wallahu ya'idukum maghfiratan min wa fadla. No miserness, no makki juice. You know? And don't become the bakhil too. Allah doesn't like that. Bukhla and iman cannot stay together. You understand? So bukhl and israf. Innal mubadhirina kanu ikhwanash shayati. Middle way. Middle way. This is called adil. Same way. With Allah too and with creation also. With family. With relative, with neighbor, with our children, with everyone's. That's why mentioned. More important, the adl was, mashallah, powerful word. But still Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says further, ihsan. Ihsan. Be softened. Do all the righteous deeds according to the commands of Allah. The way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's called ihsan. Ihsan is nafal. Adl is wajib. Adl is faraz. And ihsan is nafal. For example, if the visitor come to my house and they want to stay, okay, to 3 days, I respect him, give him food, everything, the sunnah. Then the 4th day, if I keep him, feed him, ihsan. It's called ihsan. Khalifatul Mansur in Abbasita, Mansur Abbas. In his time, there were hakim, that he proposed somewhere a hakim, that okay, you have to run this country. But the village people, they were against the ruler, and they complained to Khalifa Mansur. He says, the man is very, he oppressed always upon us. He don't listen to us. So Hazrat called him, that Mansur, Abbas called him, come here. You did this? He said, no. Call everybody. He said, no, we didn't do this. He says, I did justice. I did adl. Now you must go now. He's going to remain your hakim. He's going to remain your ruler. One man stood up from there. He said, Ya Mansur, listen. Allah says in the Quran Kareem, you did justice, inna Allah ya'muru bil adl. But further Allah says, ahsan also. Can you do ahsan upon us? That you take him out, we don't want him in our city. Mansur got so shocked and he says, look at him. He brought a dalil and proof from the Quranic ayat, said, okay, stay here, not go there. And he put somebody else on there. So, ahsan, in the call, in the fell, that's why this Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam from the hadith Jibreel, mal ahsan, mal ahsan. What Allah Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, an ta'budallah, kannaka tara, fa illam takun tara, fa huwa yara. You must worship Allah in such a way that you're looking at Allah. But if you cannot see Allah, at least you must worship in front of Allah, that at least you can think that Allah is looking at me. أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فهو يراك. This is ihsan. That's why ulama says ihsan. That's why in the time of Qarun, the people told him أحسن كما أحسن. Allah says in the Quran, أحسن كما أحسن الله إليك. Make ihsan upon us as Allah made ihsan upon you. So what he says, إنما أوتيته ولا علم عندي. This is my honor. This is my effort. I earned that. How can Allah make ihsan on me? It's my own. Inna mawtit wa la ilm in indi. Allah destroyed him. Look at what happened. He'd been sunk with his own wealth and himself too. In sunking till the day of Qiyamah. According to some narrator, he sunk in. So ihsan, very, very important. That you must do righteous deed. And you must show others righteous deed. I always say, subhanAllah. We're doing ihsan. Tafsir is not wajib, not farz. But we're sitting here to understand the Quran. Understand the Quranic word. Also ihsan. If we record Allah, give them jazai khair. The world are listening, mashallah. Our tafsir. South Africa, India, and so many places. Canada, America. The people listening in the whole UK, subhanAllah. Alhamdulillah. By Mixler also. And by recording also. By website also. Alhamdulillah. This is ihsan. If somebody practice on them, we will get reward on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah will change the people's life too. Very important points. This is all the ihsan. The ihsan means such something. You have to follow the according to way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is not farz. Not farz. You understand? Be good always. Be kind. Be soft with your children, your family. For example, if the visitor come to my house, so came from far and they got no money, I must give them some money. You staying here by house for a few days, take this money. And wherever, maybe you go in market, somewhere you need to spend. What we do, in our Asian community, you know what we do? When he is going, then we give him hadiah. This is sadaqah. This is not hadiah, this is sadaqah you're giving him. He needed when he came from so far, some other country, he needs some pound. Unko to kuch pound chahiye. He stay in our house, so when he go outside, got no money. How is he going to buy? So any visitor come from far, from overseas, from other country, and they haven't got pound. Give them some money. You staying here, spend this one. Whatever you need, you can buy freely. What we do, Asian community, we don't give nothing. We just give food, make him fat. When he's going, 50 pounds. That's not right. Something we have to learn. All these things mentioned. That's the Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Narrated that I went first to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I greet and I hold his hand and asked him, "Abzal ayyul amal abzal?" He asked him, "Very good question. Kaun sa amal sabse abzal hai?" What Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Another hadith of Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. If you wonder Allah does not take your reckoning on the day of Qiyamah and Allah take you in Jannah and you die. You die with kalima, with iman. Then you do this one. What Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, wa'afu amman zalamak. A'ti amman haramak. He says, if somebody oppressed on you, you forgive him. If somebody deprived you, you give him. If somebody break relationship with you, what you do? You join the relationship. You try. It's okay. We don't go to the house every day. At least we keep contact with the phone. Gami mein khushi mein. Gami mein khushi mein to khabar poocho. Kisi ka intikal ho. At least someone died in the family. Go and sit down. Go and give some support. But no, I'm not going to come to your janaza and this and that. Allah's qasam, I'm telling you, I learned in the hadith of Muslim Sharif. It's a biggest sin after shirk to break the relationship. Sabse bada guna, shirk ke baad, wo kya hai? Family, ties go, toodna hai. And first, quick punishment for them, before the qiyamah, before the qabr. In this world also they will get punishment. That's why the hadith I was reading in Tirmidhi, subhanallah, every Thursday, meaning Friday night, the all of actions goes to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah forgive everyone's. But those who break the relationship. 13 mentioned the ita is il kurba. If you give somebody else, you get one reward. If you give your own family who need it, you get double reward. Double. Wa ita is il kurba. That you tie in relationship also. And you're helping too. The story mentioned, the Quran. Right? About Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, about Mista. The Mista, he also joined amongst them, those who slandered Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. Abu Bakr Siddiq used to give him always some charity, some, he used to help him. He says, you also join with them. I'm stopping now to give you some charity. Stopped. Allah revealed the ayat in Surah An-Nur. You don't want that Allah forgive you. Abu Bakr said, Ya Allah, I need your forgiveness. From today I'm starting. That's why Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Abdullah ibn Dinar mentioned, one day I was traveling with Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah, on the way, Abdullah ibn Umar was sitting on the mule. Khachar, that is good. Mule. Was sitting on the mule, subhanallah. On the way, he saw one village, Bedouin person, was coming. He called him, come here. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala jumped up, came down, and he said, sit on top. And this, my imama, is your gift also. This mule I'm giving you as a gift, and this imama also I'm giving you. You know? So Abdullah ibn Dinar asked, Hazrat, he's a Bedouin person, you should give little, but he gets happy. He said, no, he is my father's friend. He's my father's? Who asked to the father's friend? You don't even ask your own father. Where are they going to ask the father's friend? Where they going to ask? Allahu Akbar. So many things. Allah Ta'ala says in that side, وَيْتَعِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ. Three words mentioned, I'm finishing now. Say, fahsha, shameless thing. All the desire. You know, the, jisko hum kehte hain, shahwat, pura karna, haram jagah mein. Haram jagah mein, jisko hum zina kehte hain. Jisko hum, kya kehte hain? Zina kehte hain, through our eyes, through our, today, in the phone, you know, the porno, and this, and naked, and all these things, you can see. Fahsha, including this word, fahsha. Allah Ta'ala says, commanding you to beware from this fahsha. Wal munkar, munkar, those sins which is linked to the anger. Sahabi came, Ya Rasulullah, give me some advice. He said, listen, the best advice was that, says, la taghzab, la taghzab, la taghzab, miraran. He said, few times, don't get angry, don't get angry. Because when a person's anger, in anger, what he does? Do so many funny things, so many haram things. He transgress in anything. He can hit his wife, he can hit his children, he can sway, he can do anything. That's whenever the anger comes, move away from there. You got angry on your children, on your wife, move away. Go away the other side. Or if you're standing, sit down. If you can drink water, or you say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillah, and you're sitting, well, lie down. Go away somewhere else, and when you calm down, when your anger goes away, then you come and decide what you want to decide. Otherwise, there's so many people, they phone me. He says, I divorced my wife in anger. The divorce is done. Divorce took place. I said, but always divorce take place in anger, not in I'm giving. Nobody say like this while laughing and divorcing his wife. Nobody do that. Everybody do that in anger. He said, why? When he was angry, why you should move away? Now it's too late. All the bliss is out. She is out of your nikah. So many. So, wal munkar, wal baghi, zulm. Zulm. Because fahsha include the munkar too, baghi too. But Allah mentioned again two words. Why? This is not only with himself, is transgressed to somebody else. It goes like a baghi to oppress on someone, oppress on children, oppress on, that's why I said, be careful when you take revenge. Be careful if you hit more than your rights, you have to give answer to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. When Sahabi was hitting his slave, Prophet Sassam came. You know that there is somebody else also more powerful than you. He saw, oh Prophet sallallahu, ya Rasulullah, I am freeing the slave now. He said, good things you freed him. Otherwise, Allah will catch you. Allah will catch you on the day of Qiyamah. So, very, very important points. The three things Allah tabarak wa ta'ala told us to do and three things prohibited. Number one, adl, ihsan. You want to talk on this three, six things, you can talk hours and hours and hours. What is adl? How Prophet Sassam did adl? What is ihsan? How Prophet Sassam did ihsan? His life is full of ihsan upon the sahaba, subhanallah, upon enemies, upon the disbelievers. Ihsan, ihsan. Allahu Akbar. And ita izul kurba, how much is to give to sahaba and his relative and here and there, especially in the month of Ramadan. And fahsha wal munkar wal baghi, Allah says, ya'izukum, he is advising you, la'allakum tadhakkarun, perhaps you can take lesson from this ayat. La'allakum tadhakkarun, perhaps you can take lesson. You remember what Allah is saying. That's why every Friday the Imam reminding us when the khutbah end, Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan wa ita'i. Every Friday, every mosque, wherever you go, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give all of us tawfiq to practice, to do the three things, adl, ihsan, and ita'i zil kurba, and save us from the three things, fahsha wal munkar wal baghi. وآخر دعوان الحمد لله رب العالمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا أكرم الأكرمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء يا حنان يا منان يا الله. This is a very beautiful gathering. We are sitting here, ay Allah, in your house, subhanallah. Ay Allah, we listening Quran, we understanding Quran, your beautiful word, ya Allah. Give all of us tawfiq to understand, ya Allah. Give all of us tawfiq to understand your word, ya Allah. Ya Allah, ya Rahman, ya Rahim. Forgive all of us, ya Allah. Forgive all of us, ya Allah. Forgive our kids, forgive our children, forgive our family, ya Allah. Forgive our brothers and sisters and our parents, ya Allah. Forgive our relatives, ya Allah. Ya Rahman, ya Rahim. Ya Arhamur Rahimin. Ya Arhamur Rahimin. Grant us the beneficial knowledge, ya Allah. Allahumma inna nasaluka ilman nafi'a. وعملا متقبلا ورزقا واسعا وحلالا طيبا. اللهم فقهنا في الدين, اللهم فقهنا في الدين, وحببنا إلى الناس, وحببنا إلى الناس. اللهم إن قلوبنا ونواسينا وجوارحنا بيدك, لم تملكنا منها شيئا, فكن أنت ولينا واهدنا إلى سواء السبيل. وصلى الله تعالى سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.